Hello, PPLSI family. This is your servant CEO, Jeff Bell. It's time for 5 Minutes Strong. Hey, quick side note. Was doing a meeting with Martin Girato from PPLSI Canada, and she said, that's a good-looking sweater. You should do a 5 Minutes Strong in it. So this one is a shout-out for Martin, and thank you for the compliment. Today, I want to talk about what are the key habits that you need to make to succeed in almost everything, and the step-by-step process that you need to consider in your PPLSI business and in other aspects of your life. First, you've got to make the commitment. You know, a lot of times we'll talk about the most important person that you can sponsor as a teammate is someone who's hungry, committed, and coachable. A lot of times it's that commitment, though, that you're looking for first. You may see that they're hungry, but man, that commitment is absolutely do not pass go. Do not try and collect $200. You got to be committed. You want to achieve something, you got to make the commitment, and then you have to be disciplined. It's just that simple. Being disciplined isn't something that you have. It's something that you do. Discipline every single habit that you have. Be disciplined in your physical health, your nutrition. Put your responsibilities before leisure. Control your reactive emotions. And by the way, I'm talking to myself. Too many times I get so passionate that sometimes my emotions get the better of me, and that's not my best self, and I've got to do better. You got to keep that positive mindset. The second thing that you really need to do is, quite frankly, stay focused. You know, you need to review your goals really on a daily basis. You know, what is it that you're trying to achieve? Start your day the right way. A little prayer, a little meditation, a moment of gratitude, but review your goals. Make sure that you give yourself credit for what you've achieved in the days past, but then also focus on what you need to do today to make sure that you're at least making some incremental steps towards success for those goals. This is really important. You also don't want to do this in a cluttered or confused place. You want it to be silent. You want it to be a place where you really can focus and visualize on the achievement of those short-term goals. The third thing you need to do is prioritize. Prioritizing is really important because it's kind of like the first step on a journey, right? Until you take it, you ain't going anywhere, right? And you kind of need to know where the second step and the third step and the fourth step needs to be. Otherwise, you're simply going to be lost. You know, you think you're going for a walk and really you're just lost. Prioritize your task. Demonstrate the discipline that I mentioned before by accomplishing tasks each day. You can make sure that the accomplishment is bite-sized, that it's something that you can do to build self-esteem, build enthusiasm, and build positive momentum. You need to get the big stressors out of the way. You know, when you accomplish more than, you know, if you get more of your stressful tasks first, it may be overwhelming for your energy. You may not be able to overdo it. So get the less stressful tasks done first and then build up to the more stressful tasks that you build with greater momentum, enthusiasm, and energy. The next thing I would always like to say, get sufficient rest. You know, it's probably because I just turned 60. You know, I'm very focused on getting the right amount of rest and the quality of rest. To have a healthy mind, a healthy body, and even a healthy spirit, you need to make sure that you're going to bed at a reasonable time, that you are in fact in a quiet place with the right temperature, not too hot, not too cold, that you have a comfortable bed and pillow, and that, you know, you're really relaxing yourself, cleaning your mind, cleaning your spirit that day, and just letting it all go, and to get some deep sleep, get the REM sleep, and to sleep well. You'll wake refreshed and ready to go at it. The other thing that I always like to touch upon is eating for energy. Okay, this is the next big thing. Nutrition equals a better, smarter brain and better overall engagement in life. You want to start your day, you can do it with a cold glass of water. Opens up all of your organs. You can do it with, you know, some other high protein, low carb way to start your morning. You don't want to get so heavy with breakfast that then all of the blood is trying to digest, you know, starchy carbs. You know, you need to also be thoughtful about, you know, the right balance of caffeine. I know a lot of people that have decided no more coffee for me. Maybe instead you do a simple amino acid drink where you do a scoop with water, starts your day, gives you a little bit of a boost. It's also super good for your regenerative cells. I want to go talk about now doing the little things. And this will be the last one that I talk about today. Doing the little things that help you cultivate the habits that bring together all of these elements, the focus, the achievement, the progress, the momentum. You know, you need to make certain that you have an environment that represents the type of life that you want to live. You know, you don't want to look like you're on the show The Hoarders, right? You need to have a clean work environment, one that is easy to find and execute upon tasks. You need to make sure that your car doesn't look like you're living in it. You know, you need to make certain that things are clean. You want your garage to not look like a storage unit, right? You know, and you need to pick up after yourself. So these little things are habits of self-discipline, self-respect that actually do matter because they carry over to your accomplishment of either your PPLSI business activities and including your relationships in life. My friends, that is 5 minutes strong. I hope those were some tips for you to take away for greater happiness. But I want you to ask yourself, do you believe as I do that for you in your life and in your PPLSI business that the best is yet to come? I hope you do. Only you can make that decision and that commitment. I'm getting excited because pretty soon I hope to see each and every one of you at our 50th golden anniversary in Oklahoma City. Until next week, take it to the top.